This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Welcome to D&D, Dragons of Depression. This is a show about depression and all things nerd-related. Some of the things we're going to talk about, for example, is video games, movies, TV show, card games, and all other things that are nerd-related. I'm your host, Nathan Headley, and occasionally I have a special guest on where we'll talk about the impacts that nerd-related stuff has on our mental health. Welcome to Dragons of Depression. My name's Nathan. I'm your host. I'm here with Levi, who organises the Fire and Flow in Taranaki.
The Fire and Flow group. Yeah, we do like a social. Yeah. The social group. Let's call it the Fire and Flow social group.
I like it, the Fire and Flow social group. I feel like we're trying to... You came in before, like, last year, and you told me you were trying to come up with a name for it. You
still... Well, that didn't really happen, did it? So
no.
We just fall back on the Taranaki Fire and Flow group now. Anything, we just push back in there. And that little Facebook, there's maybe a collaboration of four different groups. So everything just goes back in the same pot because I'm a believer of it. I think I said before, everything needs to be more connected instead of segregated, especially on the category of Fire and Flow. Yeah, because for me, I just do the social group so people that are into it know it's there. There's something to do with, instead of practicing by yourself. Yeah. It seems to be an attractive notion for people with anxiety and shy issues for expressing themselves. So getting them to come along sometimes can be a mission, but when they do, we always find people have a great time. What did you think? You've come to it before. Give me some feedback. No one's given me any feedback lately.
No one's given you feedback. I really enjoy it. It's actually really good to get out and get amongst it and do something that's different. I feel like it kind of connects your like whole body, like kind of move.
It makes you move, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It makes you move. And then once you move in, you're yarning. And then, yeah, I got some cool feedback from some parents. I can't remember the name of the guys at the moment, but it's an Auckland group that have got funding to bring it into the schools, and they got to go around, I'm not sure if they came here or not, and do a little hour and a half segment of Fire and Flow and Flow Arts at all the schools. And that was something the parents said. It was really cool to see their kids be shown something else besides the sports avenues.
Yeah.
On the topic of the dance and entertainment factors in New Zealand are a little bit, you have to work a little bit harder, let's put it that way.
Yeah,
so there isn't very many avenues to jump into it, you know, so it's cool to see people getting into it.
Yeah. What made you get into it? That's all I want to know.
So some friends were doing a little fire group, similar thing here, maybe 8 or 9 years ago. I think it called it Fire and Ocean. You would have met Jason, wouldn't have you?
No.
Jason, he was here for a little bit, nearly a year ago now. Yeah,
so was that the guy that had that van?
That weird ute.
Yeah, when you had it underneath the bridge, right?
Yeah. So him and his partner at the time, they used to do a little fire group and make stuff, and he tried to do it as a business and didn't work out. And that was my first introduction. And I'm not really too sure how I got back into it. I just ended up with a wick in my hands and I made it into a rope dart and just started practicing. And what I realized was happening through initial just picking it up again, was I'm a tiler by trade and my rotor cuffs were just destroyed at the time, and I was having trouble getting movement, regaining movement back. So it really started helping flex all that area out, and yeah, mental health started getting better because I was dedicating to it regularly. And moving, I've really put that back to the movement. I was loosening up muscles that had never moved for years, which is the nature of flow. Right, yeah. Like move. You got to use your body or lose it. I can't really say much more than that, except maybe the entertainer in me from doing the gigs with music and organising festivals. And maybe to me, I seen it as at the time as another factor for shows and events as well. You don't really, again, not really seeing much and seeing what they're doing around the circus avenues up north towards Auckland and Northland areas and their shows. It's really cool to see a circus area at these 3 or 4 days festivals where people can circus, basically.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty cool. We're kind of, you're kind of wondering if there was going to be a resurgence of circus, but yeah, it's looking that entertainment is coming back.
Yeah, because they had the circus thing at WOMED, right?
Fire and Flow, do you mean? Or do you mean...
Yeah.
I didn't go to Waimea, so I'm not too sure what was up there this year. Fire and Flow, Hannah and Tim, they're still up there.
Yeah.
So they're locals that are making Fire and Flow props and whatnot.
Yeah, cool.
They're Fire and Flow New Zealand. So, yeah.
That's cool. We're going to go to our first song. So talking about Fire and Flow, let's go to the first song by Drex Project, Firefly. You guys enjoyed the song. Again, we're talking to Levi about Fire and Flow. I got one question. What do you say to parents or like people that kind of like say that fire's scary? Or
what do you mean? Is this more of a role playing question? Someone comes up to me playing with fire. Hey, dude, fire's scary. I'm gonna chase them, aren't I?
No. But like, if someone's like, I want to get into this, but I'm quite scared of fire.
Oh yeah, there's definitely definitely an approach there. I think if you recall, Roxy was quite scared to start with of the flame itself. Part of there's safety there. I think once people realise how managed it is, it helps a lot as well. So there's definitely a whole safety regime there. It's just things like using fuel. We always use white spirits, obviously, but there's different types. So we use isopar, a form of isopar at the moment, and that's a really low temperature burn and ignition, so it's pretty safe. You know, you're going to find that fire isn't going to get as hot as the steel. There's about an inch of steel right next to it that can get pretty hot. Like, even then, just touching that doesn't really burn you. It's more trying to get people to that point that they understand it's mind over matter. We've got it all covered. The worst that's going to happen, I don't know if it's happened to you, is you're going to lose a bit of your hair.
Yeah,
we got someone that's always got to be safety watch. You've seen that at play yourself, haven't you? Sometimes people start to drift, but I make sure that, you know, you got your one person in charge that's watching the flames, keep control of it. Yeah, There's definitely a process. You've just got to slowly introduce yourself to it and not put pressure on yourself. Otherwise, then you're scared of the flame again.
Yeah. What do you think about like people using LEDs instead or going that route?
That's a good practice as well. I kind of recall, I couldn't really say which prop, but I recall thinking as I'm practicing before I light my wicks on fire, how scary it is, you know, and I'm overthinking it. Then as soon as I've had a play with it on fire, I realise how over the top I'm being, and it's easier again. Whereas, yeah, there's just a process you have to go through, isn't there? Getting it wrong is a big part of it as well.
Yeah.
Which can be scary when you say you're playing with fire. But hey, how much have you gotten wrong? How much have you burnt yourself, you know?
I've gotten it wrong quite a few times, but I don't think I've burnt myself yet. Like, I think maybe it's like touched my skin maybe once or twice.
So
it's not
hot.
Yeah. It's like sometimes I've been on the ground, like the grass area.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing as well. People have this reaction to grab it. Drop it. Just drop it. You failed. Don't try and save it. Let it hit the ground. That's fine.
It hasn't burnt
the grass
yet.
I saw you. You were all good. Yeah. And you just see that it takes even a while to light the grass on fire enough to support its own flame.
Yeah,
pretty easy. Yeah. Pretty easy for me. But again, I wasn't that scared of that flame initially. It's upon seeing other people with it that's made me realise, oh yeah, this is kind of scary. Maybe.
How do you think fire and flow or like doing that has helped with your mental health?
It's just as simple as anyone in the mental health avenue would say, use it or lose it. You know, if you're not using something that we've been gifted, it's going to fester into something that it is not. And mental health is definitely a prime example of that. It's offering movement. We could get really into it in the forms of the way some people would use it. But talking as a blanket term of circus, there's a community there. And that's pretty cool. You find people to work with who are always willing to share. We're seeing organisations now like the Dust Palace, they were here not so long ago, did a course here for the people that are into teaching. That was pretty cool. And yeah, it's all just growing overall, isn't it?
Do you feel that kind of gives you like a sense of belonging? And
that's the community side of circus, isn't it?
Yeah.
That should come from entertaining as well, because it's expression. You can take it in so many directions, like I kind of half said before. You can go dance, you can learn it in more of a combat directive, like the rope darts and this combat staff style, or you could take it in more of like a clown-styled circus act. It's really hard to pick one stable answer, right? Because then also in Fire and Flow, you've got that whole circus avenue of big balls and roller bowlers and silks and gymnastics and there's definitely community within all of that. How many people work together in putting on a show, let alone a festival? So definitely good for mental health.
You're right. What would you like say to someone? Let's say someone's got quite high anxiety or they're feeling anxious about coming. What would you say to someone that's kind of feeling that way about coming along?
To the social group. Yeah. There's dominantly maybe two or three main members of us, and we really want it to be a kind of safe space for those kind of people, because you probably find the more unable and anxious people are of that social side, the more they're kind of yearning for it. And hey, some of us have done courses, some of us have been there, we're all well and really aware of what a safe space entails, and just come, give it a go. No one's going to get upset if you have to go, no one's going to get upset if you're just wanting to watch to start with. Just make sure you say hello, make your presence known so we know you're there, and taking an interest, because that helps us on the other side, that people are actually interested.
Yeah.
And there's never any pressure, and you've got to ask questions too, so that helps. Hey, I want to get into this, where do I start? And I'm like, oh hey, what do you want to try? Let's start there. And you'll usually find the anxiety and the nerves will fade away to that initial conversation. I guess it's that rip the band-aid off and come down and say hello.
Yeah.
Once you start, that flow will kind of take you where you're going to go.
Yeah. one thing that I like when I come along, because there is a small group most days. I think some days it's just me, you, and Roxy.
Yep.
When I'm there. And then some days there's like 5-6 people there. But I think one of the coolest things is like how many people just donate to you, and how do you feel when you get those donations from people?
Oh, it means they've had a good time. Yeah, it means something's going right. Especially with how loosely organised I am.
Yeah.
But that's on purpose, and that's probably a completely different point of topic. But that lets people have room to grow, and that's why I do it that way. Like, in my mind, I'm kind of waiting for these couple of people to pop up, take it away, and then really be the face of it, you know, and start working towards shows and whatever. And as a group, yeah.
That's quite cool.
That core group is quite important, and I reckon it's already there. It just needs some support from different avenues and new faces coming in and checking it out.
Yeah. What's something that you kind of see in the future for your group?
Following trends are similar to what you're seeing north with Rachel and Michael's Little Auckland group. I'm sure there's more than that involved, but I've only floated through and checked them out. But it's growing. They put on their Spirit of the Flame show once a year, which is just everyone within that community volunteering their time to their show. So check that out. I'm pretty sure that's on May the 4th at Western Springs, from memory. But pretty cool. And just having a cool little community of people to really claim that avenue and make a scene for it. Much similar to how I was approaching the original music scene back in the day too.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of got to, especially here in New Plymouth, Taranaki, you've really got to make a scene for yourself to thrive in. And I truly believe that helps anyone in their careers of entertainment.
Me and you, I think one thing that some people don't know is me and you met playing Yu-Gi-Oh! I think we met playing like the Plumbers thing, and then
that was a while ago.
And then we went to Girls High, and now we're like playing it in someone's garage.
Well, there's people actually going now, right? That was a similar kind of thing when that first started. There was only a few people, and you have to make the scene of it. How many people were there the other day when we went to their little group? It was like 9 or 10, wasn't it? We'd only ever had 2 or 3 of us back in the day. We had enough time to tease each other about being nerds. No time for that now.
How do you think that helps you out too? Like, was your mental health?
What, community and groups?
No, just playing Yu-Gi-Oh! In general.
Well, at the time while I was doing that was just trying things, right? And that was something that was there to try that no one was really doing. And it was like, man, I want to give this a go. Surely there's other people wanting to give this a go. So we gave it a go and invited other people to have a go with you. And I got over it, but some other people love it. And look, it's still there.
Yeah.
Do you speculate whether that little car group we used to have them all together at Mountain Sound, you've just triggered a memory, would have the magic Pokemon, the board game players and the Yu-Gi-Oh! Players, and then the hall there would always be full once a week with everyone playing the games. And that's part of why I think we got into it originally, I think. That group was cool. What happened? Where is everyone? They're here. We just got to get them out. And it was just the regular meetings at play. We meet every week at the same time. And Dylan came along after not so long, got a bit more organised than we were. And who was it? Pinky, I can't quite call his real name. But a locals will know him. He looks after our Yu-Gi-Oh! Games now. Maybe at some time in the future you'll see everyone playing together again too. I'm not sure if there's magic and Pokemon here, but there's just so many that it's probably better off all together in a group.
I think there's magic here from my understanding.
Yeah.
I think Pokemon here is more a collection based thing than anything.
Mm-hmm. It goes back to that group meeting, building it, doesn't it? Like,
because there is that car shop in Harwood now. Because they used to have Queerly Nerd, but now they only got.
I always thought Harwood would do well with that stuff. To be honest, there's a big call for a meet out there too, but I just don't have the time or the funds to promise.
Plus, it's close to Palmerston North too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That helps.
Do you think? Do you think there's benefits to people playing Yu-Gi-Oh? Like, for me, like, I found that helped me with reading and...
Yeah, it definitely helps with reading. That's part of why I couldn't handle it. It's getting too old, the writing's too small, and it was crazy, to be honest, how big that game's gotten in the brain department. It's more about social and doing things together, because that's the biggest push for me while I was checking it out. Anything not online, as far as I'm concerned, is important. And it's important to have in our towns, or it's gone. I guess the card games was a good example of that. There's emulators coming on and people are doing it electronically and not even leaving their house. I kind of think that's sad.
Yeah.
Like, that's the back end of where we're at, you know, and you've got to make an effort. Hey, that's cool for our cultures, that's cool for our towns, that people can get together for whatever the reason and support it.
Yeah, I think you're right there. Yeah, I think, like, for me, I think people need to get out more.
Get out more. Yeah, move. Like I was saying at the start, yeah. Flow, move. Do I need to explain that? I probably should. Move. Move.
What do you like? Because
I mean, you're going to say that to most people. You need to move. You're not going to go, you're going to, yeah, probably need to move more.
And I feel like with lots of stuff, like with Yu-Gi-Oh and Magic, and you got the Fire and Flow group too, like people are able.
When it's regular.
Opportunities, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
When it's regular. Fine. Yeah.
Yep. I think the only downside about something like Yu-Gi-Oh being played in the garage, I think some people would be off put by it.
This is New Plymouth, Taranaki. Some people would be welcomed by that. Oh, sweet. Oh, cool. I don't need to take off the trackies. I feel like I'll get away with the stubbies here. No, the stubbies are long gone, aren't they?
Why do I feel like you're calling me out for that?
I've never seen you in a pair of stubbies, mate.
I first saw the same thing with trackies though, playing.
Yeah, trackies are fine. Being smart. I don't know, but hey, I'm just saying, some places it's even rarer to have these meetings that it would be a reason for them to dress up.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like it's probably the same for our locals here. It's their only social time.
Yeah.
Well, let's put it this way: if you want to meet someone new and break out of circles and go in a new direction, and you want to completely throw that to the left to go to the right and try something a bit new, what are you going to do? What are you going to approach? How are you going to try it? It's all of those little social groups, isn't it? Like, yeah. Try kayaking. There's got to be a little community around that.
Yeah.
Anything, right? Yeah. Mountain biking. There's got to be a community around that. Lawn bowls, looking up here, you know? I actually very much enjoy lawn bowls.
You're the first person I know that's not over the age of 50 to say.
Mate, you've ever gotten a team and entered and just gotten pissed with the oldies? It's a great time. It's a great time.
Is that what we're doing now? This year we're going to.
You've got to make a team. So, yeah, find someone that'll let us enter too.
How big are the.
We're probably teams? Still a bit young, might be frowned at in some of those clubs. Nah.
They might have a younger person tournament.
Yeah, totally. But again, it's just as an example. I remember going to the chess club once and it was only like two or three people, and I remember being like, that's really sad. Like,
and they were real bad too.
No, they were really good. Like, I don't know how it is now. That was a few years ago for me, but
two-turn moves.
I just don't like seeing clubs missing out on members, to be honest. Like, that's how it started for me. Yu-Gi-Oh, Fire and Flow, music. Yeah, music was very much about expression for me.
Yeah. I don't know if I ever told you a story, but when we used to play Yu-Gi-Oh! Girls High, I remember showing up one day and I didn't know if it was on or not. And then I was like walking up and I saw these two guys and they looked like they played Yu-Gi-Oh! And I was like, hey, how's it going? I was waving out to them and I walked up closer and there were two teachers.
Yeah, I'm like, who's just like, get out of here, call the cops.
Yeah, I was like, have you guys seen the Yu-Gi-Oh! Room?
Yeah. I'm like, what?
That was their reaction.
Yeah.
And then
they know we're here.
Yeah. They're gonna go questioning they're gonna tell the staff now about this like big dude that walks up to them going, hey, have you seen the Yu-Gi-Oh room?
See, the trick is, we're not working in your favour.
Don't say that. It's still real embarrassing. Time's nearly up. Yeah, starting to wrap things up. Where do people find you? How do people get in contact with you to join Fire and Flow?
So I'm quite active within that Taranaki Fire and Flow group, so reach out there. There is other people that, like Tim and Hannah and stuff, we annually do like a lessons course and stuff like that. There is other things going on that page, but you'll usually find me posting on the day or the day before if I'm doing the Wednesday-Sunday meet, and I have gears. You're more than welcome to come along.
If you're struggling with the anxiety side of things, feel free to reach out to me for a PM and say that you're wanting to come along. It might help that you know, I know, I'm aware of you. It's one person in particular that I'm thinking of, and if you're listening, I'm still waiting for you to come. I won't call you out, but you'll know who you are. You know who you are. I will come and get you one day if I have to.
You just do it.
Just I'll just do it. I'll just go get her. Yeah. She's done the same thing. She's asked me several times and then just too shy to come down.
If you guys want to check out what Farm Photo looks like, go and follow my Facebook page, Nathaniel the Comedian. And you guys will see some appropriate me doing Fire and Flow failing.
Appropriate pictures. Hey, that's the main thing that Fire and Flow has taught me to finish on. You got to drop that stick or ball 100,
yeah.
1,000, 10,000 times, and you got to be okay with it to carry on. And what that's teaching is amazing too, in itself. Success through failure. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Thank you for joining. You guys were listening to Dragons and Depression on Access Radio.
Let's go.
Thanks for listening to my podcast, D&D, Dragons and Depression. If you want to listen to more of the podcast or previous episodes, check out Access Radio Taranaki website or check out the podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We'll tune again next week on Monday at 5 p.m. If you want to get in touch or find out more about what I do, look up my Facebook page, Nathan Indie Comedian. It's also a great way to see where I'm doing my next comedy show as well.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.